Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 4th. Municipal elections were held throughout the listening area yesterday. Here is a summary of unofficial election results. The following information was provided to KVNF News in press releases, the Delta County Independent, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, and on deltacounty.org. In Crawford, four trustees were selected for the town board: Mike Tiedemann, Chris Johnson, Ralph Clark, and Jessica Hart won those seats. Ballot Measure 2A, setting future tax rates on recreational marijuana potentially sold by the town, passed 75-45. In Delta, Kevin Carlson won election to the city council, defeating Jay Stooksbury by 22 votes. Nathan Clay won unopposed. Ballot measures 2B and 2C, setting future tax rates on recreational marijuana potentially sold by the town, both passed. In Hotchkiss, Larry Wilkening won the mayor's chair, earning 75% of the votes in his race against Tom Wills. Esther Kuntz, Sheila Mackey, Mary Hockenberry, and Patricia Medina were all elected unopposed to the town council. In Orchard City, Jan Gage, Doug Keller, and Mel Cook were voted to the town board. Ballot measures 2D, 2E, and 2F, which respectively would have raised the mill levy, raised the sales tax, and set future marijuana tax rates, were all defeated soundly by the voters. In the town of Paonia, the four citizens elected out of 10 candidates for the town board were Chelsea Bookout, Mary Backron, Sam Hart, and Barry Pinnell. Ballot measure 2G, asking voters to approve a sales tax hike from 2% to 3%, was approved by 23 votes. An interesting note in Paonia and Hotchkiss, after yesterday's election, the town councils in those two Delta County communities will have a majority of women at 4 of 6 trustees. In the city of Montrose, Douglas Glassbell won election to the city council in District 1, defeating Jeremiah Quinton by 657 votes. Dave Bowman won unopposed in District 2, and Barbara Bynum was elected to the council at large by a large margin over David Stockton. In Mesa County, Fruta's new mayor is Joel Kincaid. Lori Buck, Kyle Harvey, and Karen Leon Hart were all elected to the Fruta City Council. Referred Issue A, which allows voters to halt taxpayers' Bill of Rights payments to fund capital projects, passed by a wide margin of Fruta voters. In Palisade, four trustees were selected by voters: Jamie Somerville, Jesse Luman, Greg Mikolai, and Susan Lahamadou. All election results are unofficial. They must now be certified by the Secretary of State. In a 17-17 vote, mostly along party lines, members of the state Senate did not expel Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner over allegations of sexual harassment. Benta Berkland has the story.
The vote is a stark contrast from last month's successful expulsion vote in the House against former Democratic Representative Steve Lubsock. In the Senate, all but one Republican felt the evidence wasn't strong enough, and the investigators' report too thin. Baumgardner denied the allegations against him and says he's remained quiet to protect the integrity of the process.
With very few exceptions, this has been the most difficult and humbling experience in my life. It has been torture to hear accusations made that I could not answer.
While addressing the chamber, Democratic Senator Nancy Todd of Aurora says the Senate must hold their own accountable and stand up for victims.
Please do not dismiss her. Please do not make it sound like she just made it up.
An independent investigation concluded in February that it appears more likely than not that Baumgardner slapped and grabbed a legislative aide's buttocks multiple times in 2016. Two other sexual harassment investigations against Baumgardner are expected to be final next week. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Governor John Hickenlooper has signed a bill that will provide funding to expand high-speed internet in rural areas of the state. Supporters say fast internet service is critical for telemedicine, public schools, and farmers. Here's Democratic Senator Carrie Donovan, who is also working on other measures to improve rural economies.
It is surprising to have seen the progress we made this year after hitting so many dead ends over previous sessions. So it's very exciting, but we can't stop here. We still have more to do, but this is a great start.
The bill will take money from a fund that has subsidized rural telephone service and invest it in broadband construction over a five-year period ending in 2023. It is estimated that more than $115 million will go into broadband grants between 2019 and 2023. This report was compiled by members of Rocky Mountain Community Radio. Colorado lawmakers are considering a bill that could remove labor protections for workers in the so-called gig economy. Eric Galatis has more.
More than 100,000 workers in the gig economy, including drivers, plumbers, electricians, and childcare professionals, could lose workers' comp and unemployment insurance coverage if a new bill making its way through the state legislature becomes law. Senate Bill 171 would change the current litmus test used to determine whether a worker is an employee or an independent contractor. Rebecca Smith with the National Employment Law Project says the measure would make it easier for companies to categorize people as contractors.
If we have an employer, we're entitled to minimum wage and protection from discrimination and the right to come together with other workers and negotiate. And we get benefits if we're injured on the job and benefits if we lose our job.
Under the bill, contractor status would apply to workers if they are not directly supervised, don't have to accept a minimum number of job requests, and can work flexible hours, among other requirements. Proponents argue that platforms such as Uber shouldn't be treated the same as conventional employers because they're in the business of creating and maintaining software products that connect consumers to services. Smith says many marketplace platforms actually do the same things that conventional employers do. They screen workers before they hire them, they set standards and subject workers to discipline for violations, they set rates of pay, and can fire workers.
So they really are employers. They're just coming up with a whole new test to make it seem like they're not the employers of the workers so that they can save money on payroll taxes and so they don't have to comply with baseline labor standards like minimum wage.
Smith adds similar bills have been introduced in at least 9 states this year. Senate Bill 171 cleared the state Senate and could be heard in the House Judiciary Committee as early as this week. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.